Ross?
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Huh?
When Carol was pregnant with Ben...
Mm-hmm.
Were you this irritating?
Wow.
Excuse me?
Nothing. You've been a little short with me lately. Oh. I'm not trying to irritate you.
Well, you just must have a natural talent for it.
You know what? The doctor will be in soon. Why don't we not speak until then?
Okay. Seriously, breathe louder, Ross. That's great.
You know, we should probably ask the doctor if she even knows how to deliver a baby that's half human, half pure evil.
Dr. Long, how are you?
Oh, you're nice to her.
She has the drugs.
We'll do a quick check.
Okay.
So, 8 days late, huh?
Yeah.
You must be getting a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, just a tad.
You're about 80% effaced, so you're on your way.
It still could last a little while longer. If you're anxious, there are a few ways to help things along.
Do them.
Actually, there are things that you can do. Just some home remedies. But in my experience, I've found that some of them are very effective.
Well, we are ready to try anything.
Okay. There's an herbal tea you can drink. Okay. You can take some castor oil. There's eating spicy foods.
Great, we will do all of those.
Taking a long walk.
Good, done.
And there's the one that's proved most effective. Sex.
You've got to be kidding me.
Good job, Joe. Well done. Top notch.
You liked it? You really liked it?
Oh, yeah.
Which part exactly?
The whole thing. Here we go.
No. Give me some specifics.
I love the specifics. The specifics were the best part.
Hey, what about the scene with the kangaroo? Did you like that part?
I was surprised to see a kangaroo in a World War I epic.
You fell asleep. There was no kangaroo. They didn't take any of my suggestions.
Thanks a lot for coming, buddy. See you later.
Don't go. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Look, this guy fell asleep. He fell asleep, too. Be mad at him. Or call an ambulance.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. What did the doctor say? Any news on when the baby's going to come?
No. But she did give us some ideas on how to induce labor.
Yeah, we tried them all. We went for a walk. We tried special tea, castor oil, spicy food. Nothing has worked.
Well, there is one thing that we didn't try, but someone thinks that that will open up a can of worms.
Well, what is it? What is it? If it's going to help bring the baby here, like today, I mean, I think you should do it.
It's sex.
Do it!
Monica.
I'm just saying it's been a really long time for you. I mean, women have needs. Do it. Get yours.
Oh, I don't know about that. No, I think if the two of you had sex, the repercussions would be catastrophic.
All right, let's be practical. If Ross isn't willing to do it, he's not the only guy in the world you can have sex with. You could borrow Chandler. Chandler is good.
Monica, what is the matter with you?
Nothing. I just want the baby to be born today.
Why? Why today?
Okay, fine. I keep betting Phoebe that you're going to have the baby, and I don't want to lose again.
What? While she's been going through this hell, you've been making money? You're betting on your friend staying in this misery?
I'll take that bet.
What?
Well, I'm miserable here. I may as well make some money out of it.
Can I get some of that action?
Wait a minute. Now I'm betting against all three of you.
Oh, honey, don't worry. I really do feel like tomorrow it's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Sleeping Beauty.
Where have you been? I tried to call you. I want to talk to you. I still feel so bad.
Oh, no. Were you upset? Did you lose sleep?
I'm so sorry.
Look, the only reason I came over here is to settle things between us. Okay? You've done a lot for me in my career. I wanted to pay you back by taking you to the premiere, but you missed it. Okay? So how much do I owe you?
What?
Give me a number. I don't want to owe you anything.
You don't owe me anything. I don't want your money.
We're doing this. Okay, now you got me my first set of headshots, right? How much were those?
I don't know. $500.
Okay, $500. What else?
Well, then there was the second set, the infamous booger headshots.
Okay, so that's another 500. That's 500, 500. That's...
Do you want a calculator?
Please.
Here.
All right, what else?
Well, there's acting classes, stage combat classes, tap classes.
Which we're still keeping under our hats.
Then there was that dialect coach who helped you with the play where you needed a southern accent, which, after 20 hours of lessons, still came out Jamaican.
What the hell are you talking about? The South will rise again, man.
Yes, money well spent.
Okay, what else? Rent.
Okay, 2-3 years of rent, utilities, food.
Okay, okay. So I'm writing you a check for... So you fell asleep during my movie. Big deal, right? How do you clear this thing?
Come on, finish your enchilada.
Ross, we've tried all the spicy food. It's not working.
Okay, here, have one of these peppers. Oh, oh, hot. Oh, God, so hot. Oh, my God. By the way, you don't want to touch the pepper and then touch your eye.
I am feeling nothing.
Oh.
Oh. Speaking of hot, watching you do that really makes me want to have sex with you.
Stop it.
Oh, come on, Ross. Why are we wasting our time with all this other stuff? We know it's going to work. It's doctor recommended.
I'm sorry, but we have to have some boundaries.
Oh.
My God, I'm dying.
Oh, come on, Ross. I mean, we've done it before. We'll do it again. It'll be a nice way to bookend the pregnancy.
This is insane. I'm not going to make love to you just so you'll go into labor.
Make love? What are you, a girl?
Always a great way to get into a man's pants.
You will be performing a service, okay? Just think of me as like a ketchup bottle. You know, you sometimes you have to bang on the end of it just to get something to come out.
I love when you talk dirty to me.
Oh, I know it. You're right. That's not sexy. Oh. Whoops. Oh, I seem to have dropped my fork. Let me just bend over and get it.
Enough. This is not going to happen.
Oh, come on, Ross. I'm miserable here. Come on, you started this. Now you finish it. Come on, Wes, make love to me.
You know what?
What?
Forget it.
Oh, wow. What now, Ross? You're not going to talk? How on earth will you ever annoy me? Oh, wait a minute. I know. I mean, you'd think the damn jalapeno would have cleared up your sinuses, but no, that's not enough. What are you doing?
I'm getting that baby out of you.
Oh.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no. I think my water just broke.
I am good. Okay. I got the pillow. I got the bag. You got the keys?
I got the keys. Okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
We're having a baby.
I didn't really have time to read this part of the books, but do you think we have time?
Not so much.
Okay.
$200.
Thank you.
That's it. I'm done. I don't care when the baby comes. No more betting.
Okay.
Hello? Uh-huh. Okay. I guess we get that one more time.
It's Rachel having the baby.
How did you know that? Joey! Chandler, it's time!
Look, they're at the coffee house.
You know everything! Oh, wait. Double or nothing. I bet you the baby is over 7 pounds. I bet you it has hair. I bet you it's a girl.
We know it's a girl.
I'll give you really good odds.